Episode 502 of the Greatest Day Podcast. Welcome back. Today, another short and sweet, quick hit permission slip for you. Something that I don't think many people think about on this positive and productive side of the coin, but I'm pretty sure many people, including me, and likely you, think about it on the harmful and hurtful side of the coin. The coin that I'm talking about is this self-love and improvement side of the coin. Every single one of us has things about us that we don't love. And that's okay. There's plenty of those things. It's also true that there are many things that that you do have that you likely love or like, or maybe just don't hate. But I want to give you a permission slip today, and maybe you've never heard this, maybe you have, but I think we could all use the reminder that you can want to improve yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, your health, your wellness, your happiness. You can want to improve yourself. And you can still have things that you don't like about yourself. So the permission slip today is, let's eliminate this idea. And I don't always say eliminate, right? Like, I don't always say let's get rid of, because we often need things in life. So let's eliminate the idea that you're not allowed to have some things that you don't like about yourself. It isn't about, I must love everything about me. There can't be anything I don't like about myself. There can't be anything that I hate about myself. No, there's going to be things. Let's just put that out there right now. You are a human being, and we live in a world where the deficits are emphasized. The comparison game is strong in this world, and it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere, and it's going to be a very difficult to live a life where there aren't things that you don't like about yourself. That's just normal. That's just where it is. Now, let's make those things few, and let's make the things that we love and celebrate about ourselves many. So let's get the scale heavily focused on the loving and compassionate and the likable side of ourselves. But I want you to remember that just because there's things you don't like about yourself, that doesn't mean that that has to bring you down. And that list, I don't think will ever be zero. I'll just be honest. And maybe some people aren't going to like to hear me say that, but I think more times we get caught up on this idea that I'm not allowed to have anything that I don't like about myself. Like, the goal is to eliminate every single thing that I don't like about myself, those beliefs and those thoughts. And I'm here to tell you that as a mental health therapist, I've been doing this thing for coming up on 15 years or so. I'm just telling you, that's like impossible. Even the person who loves themselves more than anyone else in the world, there are things they don't like about themselves. They don't like certain thought patterns that they have. They don't like certain edges or curves or bumps or lines on their body. Like, that is every single person in the world. So I think I've driven this point home enough today, and given you the permission slip. And I'm just, who am I to you? Like, maybe nobody, but I'm here to tell you that I've sat with thousands of people over the years. I have struggled and continue to struggle with this myself at times. And I think we get better at loving ourselves when we allow ourselves to also have those areas that we don't love. And that's okay. It's okay to have some parts of you that you don't love. Just make sure you're emphasizing today and celebrating and finding gratitude in all the areas that you do love yourself, that you have improved yourself. And that's my message for today. I appreciate you. I love you. I will see you on the next episode. Hey, don't forget, depending when you hear this, there is a 50% sale going on the Inner Greatness Community memberships right now. That's unheard of. Whether you're buying it for yourself because you want to become part of the membership community, or if you go to the website, there's a gift option. So maybe you just know someone who's like, man, that community, I would love to be a part of that, or I would like to join something like that. You can gift them a membership of 6 or 12 months long, and you can get 50% off of that right now. So you want more details? Go back and listen to episode 501. All right. Love you. Appreciate you. See you on the next episode.